Welcome, hello, episode 259 of Hello Dysfunction. I'm Caitlin. You're not ready.
Here I am.
You see my fucking microphone? What the fuck?
God. Your light wasn't even on. That's all. I was like, can we hit the light?
The light in my head is not on. That's the issue.
Here we are. We've been out again. It's my fault. I was sick as a dog.
We almost were out again because fucking... My head still hurts, but it's not as bad, thank God. But I almost called in sick.
That little concoction you recommended is what saved my life.
I'm a drug connoisseur.
No, for real.
No, when it comes to sinus pressure.
You have experience. You know, we had busy graduation week and all that shit last week. Yeah, Pease did that. It's for you. And it was too much for me. I knew it was. And I kept saying, I hope I'm not getting sick. I thought it was allergies. No, I got sick as a fucking dog.
Hella sick out of nowhere.
It was so bad. And like, I want to say for like 2 days or something, I wanted to end my life. It was bad. It felt like I got jumped. My like sinus pressure all in my jaw, all the way to my neck, like my face. Like, it was so bad.
When it's your sinuses, like...
I didn't even want to drink water, which
your
I know.
Your teeth will throb.
Yes, which I know made it worse. But like, it was all through my jaw to my neck to everything. It was so bad, and so yeah, I had to cancel recording last week. And Crystal, thank God, bless her little heart,
bless her soul,
recommended 4 Advil, 2 Sudafed, and a Benadryl all at once. And I was like, whatever, fuck it. I'm down.
If I die,
yeah,
I die.
At this point, yeah, I was like, I don't even care. Took it all. It saved my fucking life. My nose was running like a faucet, would not stop on top of all this pressure. It was so bad.
Isn't that crazy how it feels so stuffed and congested, but you could still be leaking from the front or back?
Constant leaking, yes. So... it was just awful. That helped me. So I thanked her. I was like, oh my God, like that really saved my life. But I had no voice. I had no fucking energy. I was hella winded from walking to the bathroom and shit. It was bad. And then Bunny, you know, she's a big help. Thank God for her. She's helping a lot with peas and shit. And I kept saying, like, can you keep her out of my room and stuff? Because I didn't want her to get it. Sure enough, guess who's sick?
Same shit.
Started with a sore throat, bad, and then nose running like a faucet. And she's like, it's tolerable during the day and shit, but at night she's waking up crying. I don't know if it's because she can't breathe or what. She was warm, but not like a real fever, but just, and then nightmares on top of it.
Oh,
so
God.
Just crying to where I'm getting woke up like 4 times throughout the night. So by the time
That's
I do wake up, I have a migraine. Because I keep getting jerked out my fucking sleep over and over. Yep. I have to put a cold towel on her head. She's missing swimming lessons this week. It's just a good time to be alive. It's a really good 2 weeks.
I'm exhausted right now. I was telling Stevie I had to run her. I thought I was going to get to rest today, but that was... just kidding.
Yeah. Did you ever end up...
So I had a temporary client for the last 5 days, and... the way it worked was like 10 to 3 and then 6 to fucking 10:30, 11. And
that's fun.
In Albany. So.
Oh, is that where? I don't know why I was thinking you were
back
like in Concord or something.
Doing that.
Oh.
And you know, not to complain, I do love the work, but I told her the other day, I was like, I'm already exhausted on day 2. It's a lot of mental. The client I had was fucking the most wonderful, joy-filled, sweetest woman I've ever encountered in my life. But she has a form of Alzheimer's, and the Alzheimer's she has is where like every 5 minutes,
it's
like a new start of the day. So I'm introducing myself every 5 minutes. I'm telling her where I live every 5 minutes.
It's 51st dates.
Yes. Yes. For fucking hours. And thank God, you know, I have a lot of patience. So it was, and she's just so fucking sweet. So it makes it really easy. But it's really fucking exhausting. So I did that. And then yesterday we had Ashkia's fucking court date. And I didn't think I would get as anxiety riddled as I did. Like, once we started walking up to the courthouse, I thought I was going to throw up on myself.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you would be okay.
I did too. I thought I would be totally fine, but I felt exactly how I felt 20 years ago when we were going to court. And then, of course, you know, I start remembering more things. Like, I guess I blocked shit out or just forgot.
Your brain does its job.
It got continued because the dude, the prison did not bring him over.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashkia's mom was like, I want him to see my face. I want him to hear my words.
Absolutely.
We all get to speak, which is cool. So she's like, I want him here. I want him to feel that shit. So
yeah.
It was continued till July. Will and Rich went with.
Good.
It was really funny yesterday. So afterwards, Ashkia's mom's really fucking funny. Jean's hilarious. She's like, we're going to Bancroft and Fairfax on the corner to go eat. And mm-hmm. we're like, okay, but like, what's it called? And she's like, we're going to the eating place. And she
well, what kind of eating is it, Jean?
Listen. It was the most wild adventure getting to the eating place.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out it's called like Louise's fucking diner or some shit. It's on the corner. It's like American breakfast food. But while we're riding on the way home, it's me, Ashkia's other friend, Rhonda. I have Jay, Amani, and Jazz in the car, and then William and Richard. Okay. We're driving on the freeway.
In your car?
Yes.
Bouncing.
Bitch. Bouncing.
And some shocks are gone.
My car actually goes into the shop Friday. Hopefully it's done quickly because, you know, I can't live without my car.
Mm-hmm.
So we're riding. And, you know, for those that don't know, Richard has been driving Lyft while he's in between jobs, right? Mm-hmm. So I told a story before on here. I don't know if you guys remember. So Aquatic Park in Berkeley is known for sex, right?
It's known for male prostitution.
Yes. So, bitch. When Will was like 8 years old, one of my mom's coworkers gave him a ride home from the hospital, okay? Will don't even really know this lady. But
from the hospital?
Where my mom was working. Oh, from my okay. mom's job.
Uh-huh.
My mom decided to work overtime, so she had asked this woman she worked with to take Will home.
Mm-hmm.
As they're driving, fucking getting on the freeway by Aquatic Park, she proceeds to tell 8-year-old William, that's where they have a lot of gay butt sex.
I want that woman arrested right now.
And Will, if you guys knew Will as a
it's
child.
It's Crystal in another life, in other form.
It's where they do a lot of gay fucking over
right
here.
Right in their butt.
In
over
their
there.
Butt. It's yeah. up the butt.
So, it's right there and they charge money.
Yeah. So yeah. Will, if you knew him as a child, was like the most timid, sensitive, nervous, anxious fucking child.
What
so,
do you want him to do with that
so
information?
For this strange woman,
you would have loved it.
Questions. I would have went and told everybody.
Had a million questions, wanted to know details.
The kids across the street would have known immediately when I got home where they do gay butt sex for money.
And you got to see it.
Yes. I'll yeah. never side fucking story, but when I was like fucking 4, my mom was telling me the proper names of body parts, and I'll never forget she told me what a vagina was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then labia, all those terms. And she was like, and explaining to me, like, these are body part names, Crystal. I don't want to hear you calling your brothers this. This isn't for joking. Like, these are your body parts. The whole time she's telling me, in my head, I'm going,
that one's
Will's
Richard.
A fucking vagina, bitch. As soon as we got up, bitch, I went straight for Will and was like, you're a fucking vagina.
You're a vulva.
And I got,
and you're a-
yes. And I got in so much trouble. So that's what I like to do with information.
Yes.
So yesterday we're riding past Aquatic Park and Richard goes, he's so stupid, bitch. So he's driving for Lyft and he's like, oh my God, let me tell you guys what happened. So he didn't know this is the gay butt sex fucking.
Oh, he didn't know.
Money making area.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he's for in between rides on Lyft, he was like, you know, he's telling us this. He's like, in the car, all these people. He's like, I pull over and I park there and I'm waiting, you know, for my next ride to.
Bitch, wait. You would. You would choose that location to go park and wait for rides. You stupid bitch.
He goes, I'm there with my seat leaned back for about 5 minutes and a dude comes up to the window and goes,
he's like,
can I suck your dick?
Wait.
It gets so much better. Wait.
There's no one in the world I would want that to happen to more than Richard.
I was screaming, driving like, I can't wait to tell everybody tomorrow when we record. This is the greatest shit I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
So the dude's like, can I suck you? Do you want some head, basically? And Richard goes.
Does he fly off the car?
Off guard. All caught off guard. He goes.
What did you say?
No, it gets so much better. He goes, all caught off guard. He's like, no, bud. And he uses the word bud. He's like, no, bud. Hey, bud, I don't think so. Thank you, though.
That's the most awkward response.
He goes, so then I lean back and he goes, within a matter of 5 minutes. This dude pops up out of nowhere. He said he leans halfway in my car and goes.
He's like, what the fuck are you here for then?
He goes, hey. He's like, this dude leans in my car and is like, hey, you're kind of cute. Do you want to have a good time? And Richard goes, I had had it this point. I sat up and was like, if you don't get the fuck out of my fucking car. And Will goes, you fucking cock tease. What the fuck?
You're just there to turn people on. What are you here for, an ego stroke, bitch? Spend some money. What the fuck is wrong with you?
When Will called him a cock tease, bitch, the whole car fucking damn near rolled over. We were crying laughing.
Oh, my fucking God.
Because your ass sat there.
With the windows down and your seat back.
Yes.
Ready for head in yes. the in position yes. And denying and everyone that approaches you. Get you're the looking fuck at off every- the blade, bitch. Get off the blade. That's what I'd have told his ass.
You're looking at everyone else wild, not
no
knowing
sightseeing.
You're in the gay sex capital of the Bay Area. Like, what the fuck, bro?
It's a landmark.
Richard is like, I had no idea. I was just resting in
no,
between.
Bitch. You go rest somewhere else. You're here for an ego stroke, bitch. You work that out in therapy and get the fuck off the blade.
So he goes,
oh my God.
Mind you, he doesn't know. He still doesn't know. He has no
idea.
He just
thinks he looks really hot that day. Like, what does he think is happening?
He just thinks he's so wanted.
Oh my God. So what does he think is happening?
So he goes, I have to go to the bathroom. And there's a bathroom, like, there's a kid's play park. So Richard, I'm not going to say the word the man used, but Richard fucking goes, I need some water. I'm laughing so hard. Fucking. So Richard's like, I go to use the bathroom. He goes, I walk in and I look around the corner and there's a dude on his knees sucking another dude off. And he said, at that point, I just said, what the fuck? And he was in a gay amusement park and had no idea, bitch.
He still
can't figure out why everyone is fucking or wants to fuck. Like, he's so slow.
Can't put it together.
Isn't this the best shit ever?
You're on the blade, bitch.
Bitch, you're in their fucking territory.
Trying to rest. Get the fuck out of here.
Wondering why everyone's hitting on you and there's sex everywhere.
Oh my fucking God.
So when Richard goes, oh, what the fuck? And then walks out, there's a dad at the park and he goes, let me guess. The F words are in there fucking again. And Richard was just like, at that point, I just walked to my car and left because...
thinks he's on the Twilight Zone. Get in your car
no idea.
And leave.
I was crying.
Oh,
oh
my
God. Especially when Will called him a cock tease because basically you showed up.
Yes.
Wiggled
I
your
see,
wiener.
Yes. And was like, I'm good, guys. I'm all right. I'm just here to relax.
Everyone
Get
keeps hitting on me.
Off the track.
You're in their business. Oh my God. Fucking area.
You're taking up space. No. Get out fucking, of their office. No peep shows.
Right.
No fucking, yeah, no. Window shoppers. Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God.
He's so clueless. He's so slow. He still couldn't figure it out.
William's like, I've known since I was 8, bitch. Like, what the fuck? Where you been?
He's like, don't you remember mom's psychotic coworker?
Told me that's where to go. That was
drawing us photos of butt sex at aquatic park.
Oh my fucking God. I love that these things happen to him. His photo gets plastered around the Bay Area for fucking being in front of someone's house on their surveillance cameras.
Bitch. All the fucking woman having a heart attack in his lift.
Oh my God. Yes.
Hey,
all of these are for Richard.
Will goes, there's cameras and now your car's on the gay prostitution registry.
They're going to say that's the one that was in my neighborhood fucking on my ring cam looking suspicious with gloves on. No, that was his hands.
Bitch, I fucking... Oh, God. I hope his car is posted for Aquatic Park, yes. Dude. I will scream. I'll get a shirt it's with that fucking shit on there.
It's
going to
get circulated again.
Oh,
it was
God.
Already on the fucking neighborhood website.
Rich got a
website.
Little nervous.
He's going to get accused of cheating. Oh, that's what he gets. That brings me so
Isn't
much joy.
Isn't it fucking great?
Oh, there's no one else in the world I would want that to happen to.
No, because he gets so awkward.
And he called them Bud.
Bud,
when he declined,
he's so awkward. It's like, hey, Bud.
And thanked them.
Like they were just fucking complimenting him.
You just looked hot that day. You fucking idiot. You thanked them and called them Bud.
He did. Because
you were so awkward at being offered head.
This big, mean, tough fucking monster.
6'4" fucking yes.
He's
oh
like,
oh my God.
Oh, it's okay, Bud. Mm-mm. Not today.
I just want to relax, but thank you. Now you really just look like a creep, because what the fuck are you here for if you don't want it? You're a creep. You're a peeping Tom.
He's like, I had no idea.
Oh my God.
And he's telling us this story from a place of just ignorance.
Just
and
innocence.
Just not. Yes. And I'm bitch, I'm honking
screaming.
The horn, screaming. Oh my God.
Screaming,
I had tears. I was like, oh, you are so slow. This is amazing.
Cock tease. 100%.
Cock tease, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was so wonderful.
Oh, that's so funny. God damn. I wish I would have known that when I ran into him earlier.
Cock tease. That's his new name.
Yes. Yes, it is. God damn.
Speaking of fucking, well, I was going to say cock tease, but no, that's not a good fucking segue. But I found a new Facebook group. Came across it.
Hold on. Before you even go into that, I have to talk about what I just came from.
Oh, yeah. Please tell me.
Please. What
please
I just came
tell
from.
Me.
So while I was sick and awake in the middle of the night and on the internet, I started looking for places to move because I did some cleaning. I saw some mold in my windowsill the other day. Didn't give me a good feeling. I was like, you know what? It's not really safe where I live anyway. It's getting worse. I need to pay some more money and just move somewhere nicer. So I started looking online, and this turned into a 3.5-hour search in the middle of the night.
Love it.
I'm looking at houses, but I was like, I don't want my utility bills to go up, you know, and I like having a maintenance person that I could call. So yep. Let's look at nicer apartments, luxury apartments in the area. So I start looking and pricing them. That was a shock. That was a huge disappointment.
It's insane.
And I was like, you know, on average, I'm going to have to basically double what I pay in rent to move to one of these properties. But it'll be worth it. I need a bigger space. I don't have enough space where I'm at right now. I also want to get another bedroom. I want my son to come live with me again. And, you know, it's for the kids and
for
I want to
sure.
be somewhere safe and just, you know, I was like, fuck it. I got to do it. So I made an appointment to go look at a property today. And it's not far from the house. It's kind of in between me and Crystal. And so on the website, it looks really good. And so I showed Bunny.
It
I talked
looks
to,
so fancy.
I talked
nice.
To Stevie about it because she has friends that live in that area and stuff. I talked to Bunny and, you know, I was excited about it. So from the website, I'm like, there's no pool on this property. And there's another property around the corner from this one. They're also a new one. They were both built in 2016. neither one has pools.
Very odd.
So I was like, okay, whatever. But they have
computer rooms and gyms and shit.
Yeah, but that's like standard. You know, I have that. So I'm like, no pool, that's a problem. But, you know, I talked to Stevie and there's a way to work around that to get into another like local pool nearby. So I'm like, there's no fireplaces in the units. Oh. I'd hate to see that go, but whatever, you know, I could do without it. So the pictures on the website look really nice. We kind of get ourselves excited about it. I'm like, I'm probably gonna have to start working again. But it'll be worth it. You know, you have to rearrange life sometimes for the sake of your kids.
For sure.
So I'm willing to do it. So I start putting that in motion and, you know, I was getting nervous. Just like, I have money saved, but like, I don't want to start. I wanted to have.
You don't want to touch it if you don't have to.
Exactly. So I talked to you a couple of times about it and I was like, all right, like I'll go to this appointment. So I take the girls with me and we meet with the property manager. I talked to her first earlier. We get there and I'm like, as soon as I pull up, I'm like, this looks like a fucking county building or something. This looks like the courthouse. Like,
they're
what the
very
fuck
tall
is this?
And narrow.
And just like no windows and like brown and just like, I don't know, very drab from the outside.
They're very brown.
No like greenery or anything. It just looks like a county
concrete.
Building.
It's a lot of concrete.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, this is it. Okay. Wasn't expecting that. Whatever. So Bunny's laughing. She's like, no, they're hella nice inside though. Like, let's just go look. So I'm like, all right. So we go in, meet the lady. I started discussing things that like I was looking for in a property and then we're finding out like what they don't have. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, let's take a look. So what I'm looking for is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. They didn't have the one that's coming up. There's someone still living there. So I couldn't view it, but I was like, show me whatever is most comparable to the floor plan.
For sure.
I want to see closet size. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shit like that is important to me. So she's like, oh, no worries. Like, there's a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom we could look at. And I'm like, okay. So we're walking around. She's showing me the property and she tells me this, describes it as a plus. And she's like, it's kind of like living in a hotel every day. And I'm thinking, that's not appealing to me, but all right, cool. So I'm looking around and I'm like, this looks like a fucking hotel. Hallways, everything. This looks like a Courtyard Marriott. So I'm like, whatever. Let's see what the inside looks like. So she's showing us like the common areas of the property, right?
Especially because you're used to having your own front porch, back porch.
Yeah. So I'm just like, whatever. Let's see. So it's literally hotel hallways. With, and that's, these are how they're set up. And I'm like, all right. So she shows me like the community room, the gym. None of this is impressive. Okay. There's a yoga room that has like bikes in it or whatever. She shows me all this shit that doesn't matter to me. And I'm just like, all right, there's a library. I was excited
that's
about that.
Cool.
It was shitty. I go in there and I'm like, oh, okay.
There's 6 books.
So I'm like talking to her. I'm like, what's the parking situation like? Because she never mentions it. And she's like, well, there's a private garage. I'll take you to look at that. She takes me. She's like, that's $50 extra for your car.
To have a spot?
To have a spot at all. And then it's $100 for the additional car. So it'll be $150 on top of your rent to have a place to park your cars. Okay.
So you don't even get a space with your rent.
With my $4,500 rent. No. I'm like, okay, so that already is pissing me off.
Right.
She's like, well, if you didn't want to pay for an additional car, you know, you could park on the street outside.
Which
I'm
is
just like,
fucking so hard to find parking.
Yeah. So that is not
there.
Exciting me. So like we're going up and down the elevator. She's showing me these east and west wing. And I'm like, so can we look at the apartment that I'm able to see? I forgot. We have to get back on the elevator. I'm like, where were you taking me? Like, so me and Bunny are like giving each other these looks. So she takes us to the apartment first to show us the one that's going to become available. And it's hella fucking far from the elevator. It's so far. And this property isn't even that big. It has like under 200 units, but it's so far in the hotel, right?
Bad design.
So we get there and I'm like, you know, I usually have grocery delivery, but I don't see that happening here. And she's like, oh yeah, you could just tell them where you are. And I'm thinking, yeah, it's going to okay.
All right, Crystal.
It's going to take them 20 minutes to get to me from the door. Like, no one's going to do that. So she's like, well, in the camping section of Costco, I got a cart and it's collapsible and I just keep it in my car. And you could haul your groceries to your door that way.
That's what I want to do.
In an elevator and everywhere with a big ass basket. Yeah, totally. And if it's raining, totally want to do that, right? So I'm like, okay. So whatever. She finally takes us to this apartment. We go in. The kitchen is the size of my bathroom.
Wait, not even your kitchen now?
No.
What?
And you know my kitchen is not big. Where
you have a galley kitchen. It's called a galley kitchen, what you have. So
this was a galley kitchen, but smaller. But like, yeah, a good third of it cut off.
Oh my God.
And she's selling it to me like there's gas stove. Here's a stainless steel fridge with an ice maker.
I hate stainless fucking appliances.
I hate stainless appliances, but she opens the freezer and the ice maker is the regular one that I have now in the freezer. Like the regular, it just makes ice with trays or whatever. Like that's not an ice maker, first of all. So I'm like, oh. And so I'm looking and I'm like, this looks like an extended stay fucking hotel room.
Oh God.
I think they even have a bigger kitchen. So I'm like, oh. And so like two people can't be in the kitchen at the same time, basically.
Nah.
And I'm like, okay, let's look at the bathrooms.
And you're going 4,500?
Girl, I go in the bathrooms and I'm like, do both of the bathrooms have a tub? And she's like, oh yeah, of course, they all do. Oh, okay, well, let me go look. Oh, this looks
Tubs are important.
This looks like a sink basin.
A Motel 6 tub.
The bathtub
is this
girl,
big?
Smaller. Smaller. It would be for peace. It's not even the size of my tub. I have a regular tub now. It's not even that size. It's small.
What?
So I was like, whoa. I said, oh, this is a tiny tub. I said it out loud. And she's like, yeah, they both have a tub. And I'm like, okay, hold on. So I look.
So you get a mini kitchen and a bird bath.
In both bathrooms. I get two bird baths. So I'm looking and I'm like, okay, let me look at the closet space, because she's telling me some units have walk-in closets but not all of them, and she doesn't know if the one coming available is going to have walk-in closets. So I'm in the bedroom.
$4,500 a month for an apartment, you better give me walk-in closets.
The apartment we're in with the master bathroom has two linen closets facing each other. And they're not walk-in closets. They have shelving, that wire shelving inside.
Ew.
Like, where is my shit going to go? And I'm looking like, this is smaller. These combined are smaller than the closet I have now in my room.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is not going to work for me.
Because you have a good closet in your room now.
And Bunny's is even bigger. So I'm like, yeah, that's really important. We need to find that out. So I look. There's no patio. There's no balcony.
What?
This is a fucking hotel room. This stiff ass hotel room, Holiday Inn Express, you're trying to rent me. And I'm just like looking around and it's so awkward because like the questions I do have, she doesn't have good answers for. And I'm like, oh, so
you're like, this is a piece of shit.
That's what I wanted to scream. Mind you, Pease is like, I love this new house. I love it. And I'm like,
you're all,
let's
shut up. We do
go.
Not.
Smacking her in the head. Right. And I'm looking like, if you think I'm finna go back to selling puss to fucking live in the Holiday Inn Express.
Absolutely
with
not.
With no patio, no balcony, not a walking, like, are you kidding me? Who, what asshole?
You can't even wash your ass after fucking work, bitch, because you got a bird
on
bath.
Top of the fees, the parking. She's like, if you do need additional storage, it'll be like $200. You could rent a unit that's in the parking garage. You could get additional storage for another $200 a month. We're getting close to $5,000
of shit that should automatically come with this pricing.
Yes, because there's no storage. Like, it's literally hotel closets in the apartment. What it looks like, and I'm telling Bunny this, I'm like, this looks like this building is a fucking hotel. And they were like, nobody needs a hotel in the cut back here, so we're gonna rent it as apartment units.
You know, it was built as apartments. It was built like that.
I don't know who in the motherfuck is gonna rent that shit for an apartment. Even someone with no kids, where's your shit gonna go?
That's
like
crazy.
Not enough cabinet space in the kitchen. The kitchen is not even a real kitchen. And this was a two-bedroom, two-bathroom that I'm looking at.
It had to have been made for tech commuters.
Single fucking no kids, don't cook, never home.
Don't take baths.
And then she's telling me, well, you know, there's a trail by the water over here, so it's good like to not spend a lot of time in your apartment.
What?
Excuse me?
That's your selling point.
It's great. It's great for not spending a lot of time in your apartment. I'm looking for, and I told her where I'm at now, I've lived for 13 years. I don't like moving. Wherever I go, I want it to have everything that I need.
Yes.
So I can get comfortable.
And I like being home.
I'm looking around at this fucking shitty, fucking gray floors everywhere, fucking brown and like the baseboards and all. It's like all this very muted, neutral,
modern,
everything's so modern. None of my shit would look good in here.
Right.
Nothing I have. Right. I would have to get rid of all of my clown shit, everything, my furniture, nothing would look good in here. I can't even decorate this piece of shit the way I would fucking want to. And I'm going to spend close to $5,000 to live here.
Fuck no.
So I'm like, yeah. And I'm just thinking there's no way in hell.
The parking alone already makes me say no.
Mm-hmm.
Without even going in the unit, I'm like, why
do you not get a spot? Fucking mad. The common areas that she's showing me, there's like chips on the table in the library and shit all over. Like it's a mess. There's a girl in there trying to print off some documents. The printer doesn't work. She's like, oh, I can do it for you from my desk. Just email it to me and I'll do it for you. And I'm thinking, this is not a good sign. Like, shit don't work. It's dirty in here. There's a common barbecue area. I have that now. Everything you're showing me now, I have now, but better.
But it's mine and I don't have to share it.
And I don't have to fucking sell puss to fucking come over here. Like, it's so fucked up. And I'm looking like, I'm gonna just have to tool up. Like, I'm gonna get some more guns and I'm gonna stay where the fuck I'm at because I have a better gym. I have hella pools.
The gym is so good.
Tennis courts, basketball courts. There's 5 pools
where you live.
Barbecue grills. We got those, bitch. Like everything that I have is better where the fuck I'm at in the ghetto right now. Yeah. Like I'd rather stay there where it's bitches chasing their boyfriend through the property for 2 hours. Trying to run him
over.
Then come here for $5,000. And fucking
have to walk 17 miles with my groceries.
To live in the Courtyard fucking Marriott. It's awful. Awful. I was like, that was such a waste of time.
How disrespectful.
I told 2 friends before I went and I was like, they were like excited for me. Send me pictures. I want to see. I'm happy for you. Send me pictures. Bitch, I was lining up dates so I could get a head start.
You're all just kidding, everybody. Just kidding.
I'm not doing them appointments this weekend. A 21-year-old booked me, already deposit ready, everything. Bitch, you could have that. I'm not seeing you now. Like, there's no point. fuck that shit. I'm like, Bunny, what the fuck? And she just kept saying, oh my God, what was that? What? She's like, that kitchen. That wasn't even a real kitchen.
The wire shelves.
Bitch, if you, because Chrissy was going to come with me.
Old school grandma, deep fucking, what's the fucking paper that they use to line shelves? I got it in my
contact paper.
I want contact paper, deep grandma shelves.
Yes. Yeah, all that modern shit, it made me want to throw up.
Save it for Kim Kardashian.
And she's talking about how modern and everything and upgraded it is. I don't like, I'm thinking I hate everything in here. I would want to paint over everything in here because I hate it. All the
grays out of here.
Yes, everything in there is grays and nude and fucking fuck all that.
You can tell we like color and fucking grandma shit.
It was hell. It was, I wouldn't, even if it was the same price as I pay now, I wouldn't do it because I'm giving up so much.
A bathtub alone is worth.
Bitch.
Staying where you're at.
Exactly. Like,
if the water can't hit my fucking belly button, we got a problem.
Yeah. It's like one of those with a slanted back in the tub.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
The body space is like this big.
You got to bend your knees.
I'm going to have to be in there like this. Twice
cold,
a day, like
cold
this,
as fuck.
Not even submerged. Crystal was supposed to come with us, and I was thinking, thank God you didn't waste your motherfucking time because I would have been like, let's just cut this short. Like, I'd have been giving you dirty looks the whole time.
As
like,
I'm why talking to her about her fucking dog.
Yes. Like, why are we still here? Why are we here? It was so awkward. She couldn't even come up with no bullshit to tell me because there was nothing to tell. Like, and I was just like, yeah, like, I'd be giving up, you know, whatever, but if it was worth it, I'd be willing to do it. Bitch, it ain't worth it.
No, the kitchen.
I was just thinking about my car, right?
And you got a big closet off your kitchen.
Yes.
A big pantry.
Yes. A patio. A big patio.
A big patio.
Like a fucking, what's that? Breezeway in behind my apartment with like greenery and shit. Like, no, fuck no. I was just thinking to myself, like, like the process of when I got my car, I looked at a few cars before I settled on the one I got, right? And I was kind of haggling on price and unsure, iffy about it because I didn't love it. But when I saw my car, bitch, I didn't care the price because I loved it.
Yeah.
If it would have been that, I wouldn't have been looking at, you know, all the money breakdown.
For a
exactly.
Parking
spot. If I loved it. This shit was like, I kid you not, it was an extended stay.
Nope.
And I'm thinking,
are we going to look at the other ones?
I don't know, because they don't have a pool either. And if it's, we drove by it and you can't really tell because it's above storefronts, yep. You know, and it's, I don't know. I'm gonna look online and I did look at the reviews and on Yelp, and the one that we looked at today, a lot of people were complaining about miscellaneous charges when they moved out and how it was fucking bullshit and they hated it. And one of them even said, don't waste your time. Just go live at blah, blah, blah. And it's talking about the other one around the corner.
Yeah.
Maybe that one is better, but if the decor is anything like, girl, I won't waste my time. I will not. I'll stay where the fuck I'm at and buy an extra gun because, like, I can't.
Dude.
I was telling Bunny, I'll go to Walnut Creek or I'll go to Concord or somewhere before I fucking, you know, but I want to stay around here. Yeah. But, like, if that's my option, bitch, I'm gonna be in Richmond. I'm gonna stay there another 13. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing it.
That's insane.
Yeah. It was a joke. It was a fucking joke. I was so mad.
The price, and you get half a kitchen and no parking.
And the
spot.
Bedrooms are hella small. The bedrooms are smaller than our rooms now.
What?
Yes. I'm like, this is trash. This is fucking trash. Yes.
And people do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No.
I couldn't believe it. And by the time, you know, the fees and everything, I'm looking at $5,000.
Mm-mm. What about the ones, the townhomes that are by the pool?
I couldn't find them online. The pool. I couldn't find them online. So I don't know if there's...
Maybe we can go check.
Yeah. Because I like that area.
Yeah.
But not
and
if I'm
on
gonna...
the other side of San Pablo Avenue. Like, well, you go up a little bit and then mm-hmm. I'll show you. We'll drive over there.
All right. Well, we'll check out some more. I was, you know, kind of... like I said, I was excited for the idea. I was lining shit up.
Yeah.
I was going to make it work. Take my sacrifices where I needed to, you know, like on the fireplace. And girl, what the fuck? I was like, that's not going to happen.
Now you're calling your dates like, just kidding, you guys. False alarm.
Just kidding. I'm busy. Never mind.
That's fucked mm-mm. up.
Yeah, I was hot. I should have took pictures just to show y'all and laugh. But the bitch done already sent me an email. She sent me fucking 2 text messages.
You're like, I hate it, lady.
She sent me a floor plan diagram.
Even if you lowered the rent in half, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't take it. Nope. I would not take it.
That's bad.
No. No.
No. It just sucks because...
The point of me moving is to have more space. You know what I'm right. saying? This has less space than what I have, but it would have an extra bedroom. Like,
and be gray.
But then
and
what?
Brown.
And be ugly as fuck. So I would have less space, and then I'd have to pay to rent one of y'all fucking storage units. No, I'm not doing all that.
No.
Does not make sense.
It doesn't work out.
And it's so ugly.
To be
beneficial. It's so fucking ugly.
Mm-mm. No, well, that
was a waste of my fucking time, guys. Yeah.
So let me tell you how I've been wasting my time lately. Well, when I have a moment.
What?
There's a new Facebook group. Well, it's not new, but to me it is.
Yeah.
I found one, and it's called The Boy Moms Are Getting Weird and Incesty Again. I'm going to read you one of the posts.
There's a lot of that.
Thanksgiving 2021, I found out that my mother-in-law, 67, cleans under my brother-in-law, 33's, foreskin once a week.
I'm gonna leave.
I had called mom-in-law earlier in the day to confirm something, and I heard him yell in the background about being ready to get his foreskin cleaned. I asked her about it, and she said it casually as if there's no major issues with it. Aside from being grossed out, it put a lot of other shit she does with him in perspective. Example, she congratulates him by going in for a hug, but instead of a full hug, she presses her breasts against him and then rests her head on his chest shoulder. She's like a foot shorter than him. I brought how fucked up that is to my husband, but no one on my wife's, or sorry, to my wife, but no one on my wife's side of the family seems to care.
Did the wife say anything? She's like, that's normal in my family. What are you talking about? What? Imagine I'm on the phone with you and you hear stinkers like, Mom.
Come clean my sleeping bag out.
I'm ready. I gotta go. The guys are waiting
on
me.
I'll call you back. Hello, 911.
Crystal, I gotta call you back. 911. I need to clean his underneath his dick skin. I need to clean his dick sleeping bag.
I need to go smell if it's dirty.
Before he goes out. I'll call you right back, okay? Give me just a minute.
So then the next fucking post I come across is this.
Teaching my son to eat yogurt without a spoon. You ladies can thank me later. You're going to prison, bitch.
So you're talking about your 3-4-year-old son like that.
Thinking of him in a sexual way and like how he can
eat pussy later.
Prison.
All of them.
You need fucking prison, bitch.
So it's just random posts people have found around God the internet. God damn.
My thing is like, oh, my son, you know, like, is fine. Like, I get so sick of people calling their sons fine.
Sexy. And the little sexy kids. I hate and shit. It.
Even if they're grown. What are you? Why? What the fuck? My son is disgusting.
You can say.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, never am I going to be like, my son is fine. Like, y'all can't tell me my son ain't fine. Like, them moms always creep me out.
The sexy when they're talking about toddlers and creeps personally, me out. Personally,
I know people that have made posts like that. Like, you can't tell me my son ain't fine. Like, bitch, yes, I can. And you're fucking weird.
How about
do you
just
fuck?
Say my son's handsome or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Even that is pushing it.
When you say someone's fine, I always think of you want to fuck them.
Yes.
Fine
yes.
goes with
and
sex.
Sexy. What are you talking about? The fuck are you talking about? Your son is sexy.
How is your 4-year-old sexy?
Oh my God.
So it's a great time if you're bored. Check it out.
I need to get in there.
I'm going to fucking add
you. I'm going to start looking these people up.
Hello, 911.
Yeah. They need prison.
You're all going to jail. That's what's going to happen. Oh my God. That's what's fucking happening.
The foreskin thing. The like any part of your private part and you're a grown up, why the fuck is your mom anywhere near it?
I don't think my mom saw me naked. I was just always really weird and modest, but I don't think my mom saw me naked after the age of fucking 6.
No.
For my mom.
We were not like that. Our families were not like that.
Yeah, we
no,
weren't showing.
Fuck no. Also, I didn't live with my parents at all beyond age 5. No. What the fuck are you talking about? Seeing me naked? Like, what?
Maria, let me inspect your puss.
Come here. Let me make sure you cleaned it.
Let me put this medicine on for you.
Bitch.
You're 8.
I'll kill you in your fucking sleep. I'm going to slit your fucking throat. Oh, my God. What is wrong with people? I don't know if it's just we were different. Like,
family
should not be.
I know we are a little different. I know we are.
But family should not be that close.
You shouldn't be cleaning your grown child's foreskin. I
don't give a fuck. Or any private part.
I don't give
no,
a fuck.
You maybe tell them, maybe mention how to handle it if you have to.
But you don't do it.
Before 30. Like,
let's give like 30. Nine. We'll be generous and give 30 the fucking
like
cut off.
9, maybe start that conversation.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's fun in there. Mm-mm. Check it out.
That's like that Jeanette McCurdy or whatever.
Yeah,
who I found
her mom
out.
Washing her.
Yeah, but I found out her she's a fucking Zionist sympathizer, so we're not fucking with her. So fuck her.
Great.
But
it was fucked up what happened to her.
Yeah,
but fuck you.
But fuck her. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Every day it's a new disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And today it's you, Miss McCurdy.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Gross. Speaking of gross and weird family shit. How do you feel about parents, okay, like YouTube creators
mm-hmm.
that have these family channels
mm-hmm.
and require their children
to participate?
To be their content.
We talked about that before. I think it should be illegal. I think that laws should change as society changes.
Progresses, yes.
Yeah, and because the internet wasn't a thing back in the day,
agree.
Laws like that don't exist now, but they need to prohibit including children, period.
Because I was reading and then I was watching I don't know if it was a reel or a YouTube video but basically it was speaking about family creators and how it's come up that some of the children have said they don't want to do it, but the parents
it puts pressure on the kids
make
to
them
perform.
Do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Because that's now their sole income.
Exactly. It puts pressure and labor on children that should not fucking exist. We talked about that white lady that got the black daughter that was caught accidentally recording and cussing at her to fucking come on and you
with
know
with the country accent,
yes.
She tries to make it all cute.
It's happened like 2 different times
I can't stand
that
her.
She accidentally posted checking her daughter and shit, and people were giving her hell for it. But it just comes back to don't include your fucking. You should shouldn't be allowed to.
I agree. Yeah. Under fucking, mm-mm. under.
They need to be like 18. But yeah. little kids and shit, fuck no. No.
It's one thing to
And put we know people personally that have recorded their kids and you could tell they're like, okay, when I hit record, say this.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, oh, she's so crazy. She said blah, blah, blah. Look. And it's like, you can totally tell she was coached.
You're behind the camera going, you better fucking Yes. do it,
you
bitch.
Know who I'm talking about. Who like is like, oh, my daughter is so crazy. Like she said this again. And it's like, there's a pause and then the daughter starts saying it. Like you're totally rehearsed Stop. This. You weird fucking bitch.
Weird.
She's not your show monkey.
I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I it really bugs me after watching whatever I was watching. I was just like, God damn, that shit's so fucked up. And then mm-hmm. the Ruby bitch who fucking had her whole fucking spiel was fucking her tough parenting. Come to find out she's abusing her kids. They're fucking tied up and no. shit. Like,
mm-mm.
I just feel like your kids shouldn't be
no.
your source of income. Uh-uh. It's not fair.
Nope.
It's one thing if you catch a funny video and you post it and la, la, la. But to require these yeah. skits and acts.
And not all kids are comfortable in front of the camera. Like, I have one that's comfortable in front of the camera. One. And she's a toddler. Like, that she might grow out of that, too. You know what I mean? None of our other kids want to be recorded you see, ever.
We ain't posted the older girls in, like, four fucking years.
It looks like
years.
I hate them. It yes. looks like I hate my older kids because they never even stinkers. And yep. he thinks very highly of himself. Yep. But he don't want me recording him. Nope. He don't like me taking his picture a lot. If you do see me post them, it's candid photos
or they've given us their permission. Like Naya's graduation, they gave me permission to post the photo from Naya's graduation. Other than that, they because they asked like 4 years ago mm-hmm. for us don't post photos yeah. of us
and I tell Bunny it looks like I can't stand you yeah. because you're not on my page and she's like I don't care
oh well yep. Gotta respect but they, it, yeah, man.
It's like, that's their choice. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna force that.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It is really fucked up. Let me tell you guys how fucked up, and something else really fucked up. So, you know, I used to work at Best Buy forever. When I was working there, I finally, when we were, this is, fuck, 21 years ago, mm-hmm. I finally got Will to come over and start working with me because back then, Best Buy was such an amazing company to work for. We're talking 21 years ago, I was making $24 an hour to sell appliances.
Yeah.
Like, it was a great, our general manager was fucking phenomenal. We were always number one in the district, in the fucking region, mm-hmm. in the state. Because we had such good management, that company cared about you. There were so many incentives and gifts and trips and we all went to dinner outside of work together. We went clubbing, laser tag. It just was a family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great company to work for. I got knocked up, never went back. Will stayed there forever. Will's been there 21 years. In fact, about, I don't know, a little less than a week ago, since probably a year before COVID, you know, online stores and Amazon is like, it's kind of shutting down brick and mortar stores.
Yeah. You see malls are like going to be no more in a minute.
And I think it kind of sucks.
It hella
sucks. I miss how it used to be. Coming from knowing both sides, mm-hmm. I miss the experience, the social experience of going to malls.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For like the last 5 years, Best Buy has been doing restructuring. Every few months, they restructure.
Yeah.
Which means they lay off, switch up position titles, all this shit to save money.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable. Again, William has been there 21 years. He doesn't have write-ups. He doesn't come in late. He works overtime. He fucking shows up not scheduled when he's asked.
He's a good worker bee.
He has a very good work ethic. His numbers are great. He meets his goals, all that shit. So Will got an hourly plus a little bit of commission at his position. Less than a week ago, it was another restructuring phone call. And on his 21-year anniversary, he was let go.
It was on the anniversary?
It was on his 21-year anniversary.
What? That's shitty.
And
I feel like that's not nice.
So
could you have done it a few days prior? Like,
yep.
I don't know. Not on the anniversary.
And you know, he's so hurt. Obviously, you realize you've given your all to a company, right? And they're like, fuck you. We don't care about you.
Yeah.
So his position, they got rid of basically the top paid people in that position so they could save money. And what they did is the ones that they have left, so they have a buffer zone for a few months. But as of, I want to say October, the position Will was in goes from $30 an hour plus commission to $16 an hour plus commission. So those people that are still in that position that Will was working, their pay is being cut in half, bitch.
Why would they stay? Why the fuck would they stay?
So I go and look up the CEO's salary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know?
Millions?
Mind you, you're cutting employees who make $30 an hour plus commission. So let's say $35 an hour down to $16 an hour. But your bitch ass makes $14 million a year.
From a business point of view, I understand downsizing for the benefit of the company to an extent. Like, why don't you cut back on how many employees you have in that position then cutting their wage down in half? Like, I feel like that's so
shitty.
So
not only did they eliminate employees in that position, but then
they're
the
doing
ones
both.
That are... Yes. Instead of saying, hey, maybe this fucking CEO can live on $10 million a year. Right?
Right.
It's capitalism. You get people.
Of course.
You get these small people and you pay them pennies to basically make your money. That is capitalism. Tiny people working for fucking $16
an hour. That's why so many people hire overseas. That's why so many companies are implementing AI now. Like, they don't want to pay for the labor. They don't want to pay a fair price for the labor.
Exactly. And then up here, you get millions. Down here, you're pennies.
Yeah.
This is why capitalism is horrible.
Yeah.
You exploit and take advantage of small
everywhere
people
they can.
Who build your business.
Yeah.
Like, these people are the foundation of your money.
It's greed, because it's not, you guys have been doing fine all this. Like, your profits are still increasing. Like, you know what I mean? It's just greed. It's disgusting.
But $14 million compared to the people doing the work, $16. Like, oh my God.
I hope they all leave.
I hope y'all are put out of business at
like
this
fries.
Point. Bye,
like fucking,
Circuit City.
Yeah, that's what you deserve, to fucking get put out.
And you...
God.
I know what Will's done for this company for 21 years.
Yeah.
Like, I know. And... To fucking be let go on your 21-year anniversary.
That's so shitty.
It's so shitty.
I feel better that you said he got a severance. I didn't know that. So, like, that's good at least. But, like, I know that feeling of, like, the longest job I was ever at was 7 years. And that was, like, my family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and then when I got fired from them, your piece of shit aunt.
Yeah.
I remember being like, I have no purpose. Like, what the fuck am I finna do now? Like, I bought
and
my house
realizing
with this job. And
you're
like,
not family like you thought.
Exactly.
You're
that's
not
a slap.
Valued like you thought
that's
you were valued.
It's a slap. And I was like, what do I do? Like, and I immediately got back into sex work. Thank God.
Thank God.
Will but, needs to get to Aquatic Park.
Hello, cock tease.
You found out when you were 8. You know
you
where to go.
You should have been there.
This is your sign now. You think all this is happening like coincidence?
This is kismet, bitch.
It's kismet.
Get
this
on it.
This story with Richard approached. You know it's active. Your job is gone.
You'll be fucking told you look hot. So
get to Aquatic Park. He'd have a funner job, a funner life.
For real. And you'll make good money, Will.
You will. And you'll have the flexibility. Trust
me. Sex work is always the answer.
It's always there for you when you need it. If you need to go live at the Courtyard Marriott fucking apartment down the street,
get
to Aquatic Park. I'm telling you, sex work will always be there for you when you need to supplement income and shit. I was this close. And I said, no Courtyard Marriott.
Because nobody wants a bird bath.
God damn it. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
It's just really, I think that's the part
that
with you the most is knowing you're nothing but.
And I don't know if number. I know he has the little, mental stuff going on too. I don't know if he's like me in the sense of my routines being interrupted.
For sure.
That shit will make me want to fucking end my life. I don't like not having control over changing my own routines.
Yep.
And when the discomfort I feel and the panic.
Forced change.
Yeah.
Is not for me.
No. Oh my God.
It makes me dig to the deepest parts of my soul and want to rebel. Yep. And not go along with the show.
It works out. So if you're listening, don't panic. You know, it's going to be really uncomfortable at first, but you're going to be okay. Like, even at my worst times, it got better. You know what I mean? But it just, I know that discomfort.
I like to be in control of the change.
Yeah. And just maybe give me a heads up that this is a possibility. I don't like the shock of it all either.
Just the fucking, it's such a fuck you.
It is.
And that's really shitty. So.
Fuck capitalism.
Also, there's a viral spider meme going around. I saw a bunch of people post it. I just need to clear the spider's name.
So, in what way? Because I'm fuck spiders. If you go look at P's arms and legs and forehead right now.
No, let me tell you what I brushed off me last night.
Trying to bite you, I bet.
I'm sitting in my bed and minding my fucking business, eating my Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies. And
it landed on your face?
So I just came from the garage and I've gotten to the point where I'm in the garage. When I'm in the garage smoking, I put my hair in a bun because
it was in there.
Bugs go in my hair from the rafters and shit. So I'm sitting on my bed. Mind you, it's tick season. I found hella ticks on me lately. I hate my life. I feel something crawling on my arm and I go like this. Bitch, a huge monster grandpa pincher bug flies across my bed. Mila just lays there like a worthless cat. I scream.
Where were your instincts?
Mark's sleeping. I take the remote. I fling it. I have to get up, go get it, put it outside. And have you ever been pinched by one of those? I got pinched on my tip by one. It don't feel good. But anyways, there's a viral spider meme going around, and they're called Joro spiders. And they're originally from, I want to say, Asia. They've been in Georgia since like 2010.
What are they doing?
So the viral meme says they're flying venomous spiders, and they're coming to New York, okay? They're not flying venomous spiders. They glide on their silk just like any other spider okay?
I've had it up to here. They're with not spiders this week.
I just want to educate people. They're not venomous. You will not have a reaction to their bite, a severe reaction, unless you're allergic, just like other spiders. They're in the orb weaver family. So you know those big, beautiful fucking webs you see that are like perfectly symmetrical and beautiful? It's one of those. It's an orb weaver. All right. So it's not
they're talented.
A flying
like, that
venomous
doesn't mean let them
spider.
Live because they're talented.
It means put it outside.
Nuh-uh. Nope.
Put it in the garage.
Let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm killing babies lately. I'm finding babies around my apartment. A lot of them.
You guys are getting bit the fuck up. We have hella spiders and don't get bit.
Smithereens. Like, Peas has been attacked. I feel so guilty. Arms, legs, and on her forehead.
Yeah,
like,
she has hella bites.
I grabbed a mosquito off my fucking ceiling yesterday that I assume was like the cause of some of these
visiting.
Bites. I grabbed
it. No, for sure.
I had it in a tissue in my hand. I grabbed the apple cider scented Meyers
spray. You wanted to make it suffer.
I sprayed it in the face. Like this close, like four times to where I had a handful of Meyers spray running down my arm. I just sprayed it like just burn, burn, burn. And then
mosquitoes
I put it in,
are evil.
Oh, I wanted it to suffer.
They're evil.
And then I took it to the toilet and flushed it. And I was just like, bitch, tell your fucking friends before you go down this water.
Mosquitoes are evil.
Spiders too. They've been fucking us up. I used to let them live if they don't do too much. We can coexist if you mind your business, stay in your corner. Don't do too much. If you start getting all erratic around my wall and shit, and my kids are showing up with bites, I'm gonna start pinching the fuck out of all of you. I might even light you on fire.
So typically with spiders, they don't go after people unless they're like in fear of their lives. So if like you're sleeping and one crawls on your bed and you like roll over and it thinks it's gonna get squished, it'll bite then to protect itself.
Did they tell you that?
It's science. Look it up.
I don't know. Mine might have attitudes because we're not doing anything. And
a chaotic household.
Not even. It's very peaceful.
Bob lives there, bitch.
It's very peaceful in my fucking house. It's very quiet.
Bob,
it's very
your
chill.
Ghost, John, whatever's fucking name is.
It's very chill in my apartment.
Is in there making them insane.
No.
Those are his spiders, mm-mm. bitch. Those are his trained spiders.
The army of spiders is getting taken out one by one by one.
Them skeeters, too.
Mm-hmm.
Those are bad. Mm-hmm. I hate them fucking things.
I'm spraying them all in the fucking eyes.
But yeah, they're not, you know, crazy fucking.
So it's exaggerated, but they could still go. We had an earthquake last night.
I didn't feel it.
Yeah, it was in San Pablo. It was a 2.4.
That's a baby.
I mean, that's enough. It was in San Pablo. Like, it wasn't in fucking Fremont like they normally are. And you feel a little. No, I felt the jolt. And I was like thinking, am I tripping? So I went on Twitter tripping.
You were tripping.
So I went on Twitter and to confirm. And a few people were like, yep, there was. And they sent me like the earthquake page or whatever. And it said what it was on the Richter scale. And I was like, yeah, I thought so. That's close.
Knock on wood. We ain't had a big one in forever. Yeah,
we're due. So
I hope we don't have one.
That scared me a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Those are scary.
Yeah.
I'm good. We have a bunch of write-ins.
I've been reading books. I read two books in the last week.
Good
I've been
for
on
you.
One. One was very thin. I read one yesterday in one day. A follower had wrote me. It's called Womb, W-O-O-M. It was really fucking good. So what I'm learning is this is, you know, I'm not a fiction girl. I don't read fiction books.
My
shit be biographies, nonfiction, strictly.
When you find a good fiction book, you're going to love it.
So what I'm learning is I appreciate extreme horror books.
Oh, shocker.
And I didn't really know this existed, but like the two that I've like they were so bad. I was like, whoever wrote these needs to go get an evaluation.
First,
like,
they need to be in the hospital.
The way that they describe certain things, like I was laughing and grabbing my face, and I was like, the way that one of these authors was describing a rancid pussy, I was like, this is what nightmares are made of. And the acts being done to it. I was just like, what the fuck? At first I had plans to read this book.
It's your fucking erotic fiction. That's what you were reading.
Bad.
You're masturbating
it's
as you're reading it.
Horror, extreme fucking psychosis fiction. I don't know what to even call this. One, these were all recommended. One is called Playground. Okay, it's just a horror story of a fucking playground, right? The other one is Womb. I read that one last night. And then the other one is not an extreme horror one. You might have heard of it. It's called, it's not even on here. I just got it the other day. I think it's called My Little Life, A Little Life.
I don't know this one.
Mm-mm. So that one I was saving for last because it's intimidating. It's like this thick.
But it's
supposed to be really good. Some people called it trauma porn, but it's like a really sad story. And on TikTok, a lot of people are reading this book and sobbing uncontrollably.
I can't fucking
and
do that.
And I was
that.
Like, okay, I want it because I want to feel something.
I'm like, I feel things so intensely. Mm-hmm. Opposite on that.
And I'm like, I want to feel something. So I ordered it. So that I'll start that one tonight. But I've been on, you know, I'm happy to be reading again. These other two, I don't know. They're so graphic. They're so graphic and they're so fucked up that I'm like, I'm going to send one to a friend and the other one, maybe it's thin. I might let Bunny read that one.
Oh,
but
great.
I don't know if she'll want to because it's gross and
nightmares.
It's graphic, but it's like, yeah, that might be my new thing.
Is the storyline good?
The one I read last night, it was good. I read it all in one night. It was like, when it got towards the end, I was like, oh my God, it involved like a prostitute and like storytelling. And so it's a lot of mini stories that are all part of the same storyline. And someone had wrote me and said, I know you like really fucked up shit.
Perfect.
I think they listened to it on audiobook, but I just ordered it. So, but I flew through it. It was really good. So thank you for sending me that recommendation. I really liked it.
Yeah, fiction is great when it's like a good story
you're
into.
Yeah, I was like, actually, maybe I could fuck with this.
So I fucking, some years ago, they're Kristen Hanna books, but they're called Firefly Lane. And mm-hmm. it's about two best friends. Huh, one's a brunette and one's a blonde. Huh. About two best friends, and it jumps between timelines. So they grew. They were friends. They met as like 12-year-olds in the 70s, mm-hmm. and then they stayed best friends all throughout their life. So it jumps between the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Mm-hmm. It was great. The books were so good. There was two. Well, they made a mini series on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
So I started watching it just to see how it compared to the books. So far, it's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
People usually say the books are better when movies or always. Series end up.
So always.
If I read the book first, I'm probably not going to want to see the series.
I'm not mad at the mini series.
Really?
Mm-mm. It stars a... Katherine Heigl, who I'm not a fan of, but she does a really good job as one of the characters.
I don't know who that is.
She was in
I don't know who anyone is.
Wasn't she on, don't fucking kill me, on one of them doctor shows, Grey's Anatomy or something.
I
don't know. I
that.
Could be wrong. But I know she was in the movie, I think, Knocked Up. She's been in a lot of movies.
Hmm.
And then Sarah Chalk, who actually, remember on Roseanne many years ago when they replaced Becky for a while?
With the new Becky?
Okay, mm-hmm. The new Becky is Sarah Chalk.
Okay, I know who that is.
But anyways, it's actually, I'm not mad at it. It's pretty good so far.
That's good.
And then, wait, I had one more thing to say. Oh, so many people have been commenting on the fact that I have flip-flops on when we work out.
Can y'all
shut up? I work
out
barefooted, okay?
Yeah, you do. Not in flip-flops, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I always work out barefooted. It gives you better stability.
It's very common for weight training. I follow people. I think Heidi, our listener Heidi, who's expecting a bundle of joy,
aww.
She's big into lifting. And I watched a video of her lifting barefoot earlier.
I always
it's very
do
common,
barefoot.
Or people do Chucks or Vans.
Flat feet.
Shit that's flat.
Flat shoes.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very common.
It gives you better stability when you're lifting weights, better
but
foot placement.
But even if you have shoes on, you did an Air Max one day and people had shit to say about that. It's like, shut up. Ask how much we're lifting. Like, fuck what we got on. Like,
yes, but yeah. That's why I have flip-flops on. I just wanted to address that because I literally have gotten probably over 100.
Yeah, but I guess people are picturing you with the flip-flops on.
Yeah.
So next time, take your fucking shoes off, I guess for the
I
photo. I don't know.
Barefooted.
But we've been on it. We're sore today. We're always
so
sore the
sore.
Second day, which I love. I love knowing that we did something.
Dude, my butt cheeks and my fucking legs hurt so bad. I was having to walk stiff leg today
and slide.
slide. Yeah. I can't even lift my legs up, dude.
I'm never sore the first day. It's always the second. And Priscilla that does our lashes said that's a thing. I forget what she said it was called, but it's like a delayed response.
Oh, it's fucking.
But every time you could bet on the second day, we're fucked up.
And I'm noticing differences already because, you know, we take a photo every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing small differences already.
Good.
Remember, I was telling I and you too. And so
good.
We still are loving it at this
we're
point.
We're loving it. And after seeing the fitness rooms at the fucking courtyard bullshit apartment, I'm happy with the weight set up at where
I am
now.
Your gym is better.
Jesus Christ. Yes. Way better.
Yeah, your gym
they had
is
no
actually
Smith machine. They had no fucking very
no
little.
TRX
no
TRX area.
No. Bunny was like, that gym was like small. I was like, yeah, I know. Everything there was
no,
bullshit.
Your gym is really fucking good.
Yeah, thank God.
It's like a
we
baby,
were in there working
gym.
Out the other day, and William was with us, and I go, that's the family with the caca. That's the one. Remember I told the story? And I said, they could have at least said hi.
I said, like, you guys are like damn near family now. Like, fucking, you can't acknowledge
they
her.
They came in, the mom and dad and the little sister, and I was like, that's them from the son that was leaving their caca garbage outside my fucking apartment.
Poop fucking rags. Mm-hmm. No.
Motherfuckers. Do you think they said hi to me? No.
No.
I see them in the morning sometimes, too. Do you think they say hi? No.
Gross.
How you gonna act funny and your son was fucking... I mean, I did threaten them, but still, I had right. I had a reason to. Your fucking son, that's who should have been in the gym. I had a reason to. How dare you?
Put poop.
Garbage.
On my doorstep.
Over and over and over. Like, oh, God, it makes me still want to whoop his ass.
No.
God damn.
Let
me see if I have anything else before we go to some write-ins. Oh, I just have in here Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, his girlfriend.
He's 61. He's dating a 19-year-old.
Okay, so
why?
What I read was They started dating when she was 19. She's 30.
This is a whole different one. This is a whole different one.
Than the one that he started dating at 19 they were and just stayed at a game. Till 30?
Yeah. This is a different one.
So he just really likes 19-year-olds. He's with
a fucking 19-year-old right now. Gross. Courtside, they were just at a fucking game the other day.
Gross.
He got a pedo smirk on his face. And I'm like, oh, this is his shit. This
it's really disappointing because I fucking love Me the too. Red Hot Chili Same. Peppers.
And I saw them perform in person and I was like, oh, this is life-changing. Oh, I'm so happy. I read them. His book. I fucking loved him. No. Nope. You're a man. You're a man. Can't put shit past y'all. It's just That's opportunity. So gross. It's just opportunity. But like, what are you talking about? You can't even go have a drink with this bitch. What are y'all talking about? Sex positions. That's it. What could you be talking to her about?
Right.
Not even 9/11. She wasn't even alive when 9/11 happened. What the fuck?
That's
could you-
wild.
Yeah. Are you telling her the history back of that great long
of
time
the
ago?
Early 2000s.
Yes, because she wasn't born yet. It's disgusting.
That's wild.
It's disgusting. Yep. Shame on him. So now every time scar tissue and it, fuck you, you're a man.
That's so gross. Mm-hmm.
I read a caption the other day of this older woman. And
you know, Jerry Seinfeld's a big fucking pedo too. Yeah. He's disgusting for so
earth.
Many fucking reasons.
Scum
reason.
Of the fucking
Piece
earth.
Piece of shit.
Anyway, Zio. I read this caption the other day of this older woman and it was so funny. Or it might have been a video, but she described herself as incurably straight. And I was like, that's excellent descriptor. Incurably straight. I'm not even fully straight, but I hate that I'm attracted to men at all.
That
at all.
Listen, I say all the time, the fact that we have male attraction is proof that
it's
sexuality
my biggest flaw.
Is not a, choice.
Because
it's
trust
not.
Me, I would run away from men if I was not attracted. It's disgusting.
Right?
Even as much as I'm grossed out by them, I still, there's something. That's how I know it's not a choice.
It's not.
It's not. No one would choose them. No one would choose men.
Ever.
No. Fuck no. It's gross. But yeah, I've been off them so much lately. Like, I'm proud of myself. Some attraction is
a little
still
rehab.
There, but the older I get, I'm telling you, with every day I stray further and further from them and it makes me happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
To the fucking asexual box.
Or the fucking bisexual box. Like, just not men.
Not men. I'm going to read, we have some new patrons.
Oh, good.
We have CJ the Creep, Claire Washington, Taylor Nicole, Courtney, and April Vasquez. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the support.
The show runs because of fucking Patreon.
It literally does. We don't have any sponsors
have no
right
idea.
Now. If you guys want to talk to us about sponsorship opportunities, feel free to message either one of us or send us an email from the website.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got a bunch of write-ins.
Okay, I was just going to pull up a couple too.
I'll start.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. First, I'm a huge fan and I've been listening since the very beginning. I adore you both and everything you stand for. I'm writing because I would like some advice. I am over 3 years into a relationship with my first ever boyfriend. He was my first kiss, my first everything. We are currently engaged and have been living together for over a year now. He truly is my best friend and I love him so much, but there's an insecurity I can't seem to get over. Our sex life is great, but I just can't seem to stop feeling insecure over the fact that he does not normally perform oral. I confided in some of my guy friends about this. I also told them about how during my friendship with my man, before our relationship, my man told me about how he's gone down on his ex until his jaw hurt.
Oh.
I know I shouldn't have discussed this with them because this is all private, but in the beginning of my relationship, I constantly wondered if my man liked me as much as I liked him or if he was sure that he liked me as a girlfriend and not just a friend. My friends expressed concern and explained that performing oral is something a man in love always wants to do. I've expressed this concern to my man several times, and he says that he simply thought I didn't like it. He will try to do it a couple times after I bring it up, but then feels forced, and I decline. So after one or two times, he stops trying until I bring it up again. I feel so stupid for being so caught up on this, but I can't help it. I constantly wonder if he's truly attracted to me as a romantic partner or if we are better off friends. I've always put so much effort into our relationship and make everything so easy for him that I wonder if he just finds comfort in me. You're a smart girl. By making everything easy, I mean I don't nag him about anything. I do the majority of cleaning. I pay the bulk of the bills, etc.
Are you looking at her?
Yes.
In the eyes?
Yeah. I was fucking... Yeah.
Yep.
Everyone would constantly say I was too good for him when we first started dating, which would upset me, but I wonder if they could all see how much more in love I was with him. I need advice on how to get over this because I'm not sure what else to do.
Get over him.
Sometimes I cry about it and get annoyed with myself for being so bothered about it. I try to tell myself that it's not just his thing, but then I remember what he said about his ex. I even became insecure about possibly something wrong down there that I could not notice. I know I want to be with him, and I don't see myself ever loving someone else the way I love him.
Girl, you will.
But stop. I need to know he's in as love with me as I am with him. Sorry it was so long. Thank you both. You love him more.
You knock it off. You're overplaying your part.
You love him more. This is your very first everything.
Mm-hmm. It's time to get another one.
From advice from women who have lived some years multiple more than you.
Multiple lives.
Mm-hmm. I would take a break from him. I would absolutely take a break and date around.
If you ever question or feel unsure about the way your man feels about you, he's not the one for you.
No.
Because when they're sure, you will never doubt it. You will never question it. You will. There's no mistaking it when they're sure.
Listen. There's times where Mark gets on my absolute last nerve. You know that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I hate him right now.
Yes.
But even when I hate him,
I've no
never,
doubt. Yeah.
ever doubted
ever.
Him loving me, him being faithful, wanting me, none of that.
No. When they're sure, they're so far up your fucking ass. Even when they're not, it's like you just know. Like, you gotta fuck with somebody.
As a woman, you know.
Yeah, and you know. Everything you're describing, you know. You want know. Confirmation. You want reassurance. You wouldn't need any of that.
And think about it. This is your first everything, which, that's very sweet. However, they said they were engaged, right?
I don't know.
Living together, at least.
I don't want them to be engaged.
The rest of your life, you're with someone.
No.
And you're having this constant problem.
Mm-mm.
And you don't want to beg somebody to do something like that.
Fuck no. Or suggest it. Or you would feel never unwanted. Have to. If it was wanted and they were that much into you, you would never doubt it.
If
you
a
would
man never wants to do something, he does it. 100%.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck what it is. If it's getting the newspaper off the front porch to lick in your butthole.
Yes.
If a man wants to do it, he will do it on his own. You will never have to ask.
Yes.
So
I don't know how to word it. I've read things before that are like, if you're unsure, like, then they're not for you. Because when they're sure, there's no doubt about it.
No
like, there's no mistaking it. Like, there's, I don't know how else to word it. But, like, do not settle for this. You said you cry about it sometimes. You've confided in friends about
it. Your male friends have told you.
Your male friends have told you. Yes. You're feeling, you have to listen to those feelings that you get because you don't get them for no reason.
And you're kind of like a mom. You don't nag him. You
pay majority the most of the bills. What the fuck are you doing,
You're
girl?
Doing the cleaning?
No. Fuck, girl.
Look
stop.
It. Look at me.
Hello?
No.
No. Knock
no.
that shit the fuck off.
No.
No. No.
Nope. You tell him I love you.
Let's be friends.
Let's be friends.
Yes. I liked it better when we were friends. You don't have to give no further explanation. It's time to go after your person. This is not your person.
Listen and trust me. Yeah. I remember the first guy I thought I loved. Okay. Mm-hmm. I remember it very vividly. You will love somebody else again. I promise you. It might feel like the end of the world when you split up with this dude. Trust me.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. And you'll find someone
feel
to
like
love
you'll
even
never,
more.
Did she say she feels like she'll never love anybody?
Yes,
girl.
I remember being there with my ex. I remember
but like
it.
Multiple times. And there's always been better and better and better. Don't, please trust us on this.
Please.
Get away from that person.
And don't fucking settle because it's comfortable.
No.
Or because it's what you know. We just talked
and
about it earlier.
Some people you're better friends with. I yes. have exes that I love to this day, but I'm like, we were not good to be together.
Yes.
We were great, wonderful as besties.
Yep.
Like, and that's what it should have stayed. Yep. You know, like, yeah.
Yep. Here, you want to read this?
Okay.
Read the next two. And okay. then I'll read the fourth
oh,
one.
Oh, shit.
Because they're all pretty long.
Okay. Hi, late. Nope. What did I just do?
Let me see.
Go back to it. Wait, I had one pulled up. Okay. Hello, Theas. This isn't a question, but something I felt was right to share with y'all. I'm a longtime listener and longtime follower of Potafria and absolutely adore you both. I'm a mother to one incredible little girl and wife to an amazing husband who, when I say amazing, it's no bullshit, but I still struggle with depression and feelings of inadequacy. I have a skewed image of myself and body dysmorphia that sometimes can become too much. I often hide myself away from the world and keep my struggles to myself so not to burden anyone. And in those times of your voices bring me so much joy and a sense of understanding. And my husband, knowing this, will sneak into our bedroom when I'm holed up in there and play you from our speaker.
Oh.
Wow, these last few months have been the worst, and I was very behind on the show and recently heard Sophia. I was in tears right with y'all and felt compelled to share what you guys do for me, and I'm sure so many others. Just thank you for being yourselves and sharing all those raw and vulnerable feelings. I'm sorry this is so long. I'm such a sappy, oversharing Leo.
Love you.
Laugh out loud. I hope one day I'll make it up to the Bay for a live show. But truly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for creating a safe place to feel like I'm not so alone in this dysfunctional world. Love, Crystal. Bitch, did you write this?
No. Oh, my God.
Crystal, we love you.
Crystal, that's an oversharing Leo.
I know. I'm like, it's you with an amazing husband. You fucking get out. No, I love you. Thank you for sending
Thank
this
you.
In. I love this. And I love that you have a husband that is that
thoughtful.
Pays attention.
Yes.
That, yeah.
Detail.
Yeah. Detail oriented. That's great. I love that for you.
That's so sweet. Read the next one.
Hey, Theas. I'm in some need of some major advice specifically from you two ladies, because I feel like you're the only two people who will give me solid advice about this without judgment.
Leave him. I'm just kidding.
I know, right? The end. I would like to remain anonymous because I've turned quite a few people onto the pod and I'm so embarrassed for allowing myself to get into this situation.
Oh.
Sorry, Pat, this story will probably have tons of extra information in here.
I love you.
My ADHD brain needs to tell it all.
Good girl.
Otherwise, it just won't make sense. I know you feel me, Crystal.
100%.
So a year ago this month, my life was forever changed by getting into a relationship with a narcissistic man who is mentally, emotionally, and financially abusive.
Oh, God.
We want to beat his ass today.
Yep.
I feel incredibly stupid because I have a track record of ending up with abusive men and having babies with them. Ugh. After my last relationship, I realized I needed to heal and truly learn about myself. I did so much work, got to an amazing place within myself, and felt so incredibly happy with me as an individual. I changed a lot about myself in that time period. I decided to remove my breast implants because they gave me a look I no longer wanted to go for. I love that.
Same.
I wanted to be natural again, so I removed my nails and my lashes and just wanted my next partner to love me for me. I love that.
Love it.
Well, I meet this man and he love bombed the fuck out of me. Can I just say real quick, when people love bomb me, it's hard because it's like, I don't blame you.
I was going to say, I get it.
Like, I get it. I would do the same thing to
fabulous.
Me. Yes, I would do. So it's like,
I'm
that's
hot,
never going to be
I'm
a flag.
Funny.
It's hard
Never.
To tell people that should be a flag.
Because I'm like, I get it.
I do. Girl.
You're telling me the truth.
Yes. And I would do the same thing to me.
Yes.
So, yeah. All right. So don't feel bad about that.
No, don't.
he love bombed the fuck out of me, told me everything I wanted, did everything I ever wanted, sent me money every Friday, sent me the most beautiful flowers, the most beautiful morning messages. I thought I struck gold. Rightfully so. Psych. LOL. Slowly but surely, he began to control every aspect of my life. First, it was getting rid of my social media, all male and female friends who were being boss ass bad women, because what a bad example for me. LOL.
Listen,
pause, no LOL.
Pause that really quick. I've told our girls, we had this conversation. Don't you ever, ever, if a man, a boyfriend, a girlfriend tells you you can't have social media, or tells you who you could be friends
any
with,
any form of isolation,
fucking stop right there. Nobody is going to fucking tell you about your friends or your social media for your well-being. I don't give a fuck how they wrap that shit in what kind of bow. Red fucking
isolation
flag.
Is
don't
so
do it.
Predatory, and it's that's the flag that you should have caught, not the love bombing, because that's rightfully so. The isolation. I have a daughter that is fully isolated, excommunicated from our whole fucking family, and is in denial about it, and whatever. It's very hurtful. But because of that experience, me and Bunny are like, why is that not a flag? Why is that not, you know, raising some awareness to you?
Yes.
It's not normal to isolate you from even social media, even something that seems like not a big deal. That's a big deal.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. When I didn't do that fast enough to his whack ass standards, I had to get rid of it completely. Then he made me get rid of my podcast, which was powerful not only for me, but for my subscribers who benefited off of me talking about my trauma. He sugared all this up with the fact that he's paying for a 2-bedroom apartment for me and my girls to move in.
No.
I knew in my gut he was no good for me, but I proceeded for my girls. It's been the best move for my eldest, who was struggling with bullying, and I finally am getting the chance to bond with her without my parents interfering. But damn, after 3 months of living with this man, I no longer cannot. The car and apartment we leased together, he can't even pay it or pay it on time. I'm stuck with almost all of the bills, and I only make $2,800 a month.
What are you doing?
What? This month, I didn't even have the money to pay for my youngest daughter's school. He does these things because he's upset with me that he had to find out certain things about my past through my podcast or through my social media accounts. But like, what does it matter if that was my past? He's so fixated on these things, saying I lied to him about certain things. And for these reasons, it makes him not want to step up as a man and pay all the bills. But homie can barely pay just the rent alone. I'm tired of the constant mental and emotional abuse, and now the financial abuse, because he knows these things also include my name, and I can't afford to just bounce. But I'm finally to a point where I'm like, fuck my credit. I'm ready to just dip and leave without even saying anything. But I know I have to do it strategically, like move things out on a Saturday while he's working, maybe even have my parents come in during the week and start in my girl's room. So it can be a clean move without him even knowing. That's good. It sounds like you have a plan.
Yep.
And just drop my keys off at his work and part ways. But I'm so afraid. I feel so incredibly stupid that I put myself in this situation again with an abusive man, but this time worse because I got into financial agreements with him.
Oh, well, credit can be rebuilt.
Oh, well, start over, girl.
We done did it four or five times.
Exactly. I miss myself. I know my girls can't continue to see me being treated like this because this is not what I want for them. I guess I'm just looking for some words of advice or encouragement. I haven't even been fully transparent with my parents because I have to be. It's so embarrassing that this has happened and now I have to ask to go back home. Thank God
you can.
Thank God.
That's
they,
amazing.
Trust me, they would rather that than this.
Than your funeral.
Yeah. But the constant knots in my stomach and the everyday fighting, I just can't anymore. I need a miracle, but I know no one is coming to save me, and I have to put my big girl pants on. Yes, you do.
And save yourself.
And face the music. thank you, ladies. I've loved you since day one when Natalia from Belladonna posted about HD only 2 episodes in. Thank you, Natalia.
We love you.
Every single episode, listen to Nothing Missed. You have been a huge source of my happiness and this weird ass year of my life. Thank you. It's a lesson. Take it as a fucking lesson. Yep. Don't beat yourself up about it.
Just listen.
I done been in, y'all have heard some of the situations I've been in. Like, it's all a lesson. Fuck it. Take it on the chin. You have family. Thank God you have a support system. Do exactly what you said. Start with the girls' rooms. Yep. Clean them out. Get on. You know what to do.
You know exactly what to do. Yeah. And sooner rather than later. Yeah. So let's do it this week.
Let's do it now. Yes. Get that shit going.
Call your parents as soon as you hear this. You tell them what's going on and get on it.
Yeah.
Because the longer you stay in that situation, the worse for you, but also the worse for your fucking girls.
You have daughters. This is so important to me. I have the same feelings about my own daughter and her daughter. Like, you cannot let your kids see you in situations like this. You're giving them an example of what's okay to accept, and it's not. Think about how bad you would feel if your daughters were in a situation like this. Right. That's what you're setting them up for, exposing them to that. Do not put them in that position.
And if you're paying the fucking bills by yourself anyway, girl, do bad by yourself.
Get the fuck out of there. Yes, get the fuck out of there. Even if he was paying the bills, no.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no. Get out. You know what to do.
No, he's a walking red fucking flag.
Yeah.
He's gross.
Okay.
Please update us. Please.
All right. This is from our girl, Christine. I'm not going to say last name. You'll know who.
I already know.
Okay. Hello, lovely ladies. This email includes multiple write-ins. Please feel free to break them up as you need to. This one says skin flute. So I'm scared. I've always been a metalhead and started going to concerts when I was about 13. In April of 1983 or 84, I went to see a new band who was getting ready to release their second album. Ride the Lightning. Yes, it was the Metallica Kill 'Em All tour. That was when Metallica was in their prime.
So jealous.
Yes, that is when they were in their fucking prime. It was also the first time my then 14-year-old self got drunk outside of my parents' house. I had 2 shots of Southern Comfort and I was white girl wasted.
Love it.
I walked up and down the line. The venue was called the Rainbow Music Hall and held just over 1,100 people. Socializing, giving hot seats, and accidentally starting Moses's hair on fire. Then this hot blonde guy came out of the back door. Of course, I'm socially lubricated. So I strike up a conversation. He told me about 5 minutes in that he had to go to the band. He had to go because the band was going to do a sound check, to which I inquired, "Oh, are you like a roadie or something?" His reply was, "No, I'm James Hetfield, the lead singer."
Shut the fuck up.
What? Of Metallica? I replied something about not having pictures on the album liner, and I said, "I wish I were musically gifted." His reply was, "I bet you'd play a hell of a skin flute."
You're like, "Let me show you."
Right now.
Wait, she said she's 14, though.
My 14-year-old self did not have any idea what that meant.
Good girl.
I go back to the front of the line. We had camped out where my friends and I were, and I find Joe, a man I had a crush on since I was 11, and I tell him what James said to me. He leaned over and whispered in my ear what the skin flute meant. Fuck. To which I gasped and said, "Oh, I would never." Looking back, anyhow, after the show, the entire group of us go backstage, and James greets us with a joint. Joe
what
yells at him.
What a great fucking time.
Right? I'd have played the skin flute.
I know.
Joe yells at him, "Do you know how fucking old she is? She's fucking 14. To which James Hetfield replied, "So do you want to fight or do you want to get high?" My friends all got high with Metallica, and I stood there like an asshole listening to Nancy Reagan's voice in my head to just say no.
Fuck you, Nancy Reagan. Rotten hell with your fucking
God
up husband.
God damn it. You should have just got high with him.
That's fucking great.
That's a great story.
That's such a... She would have such a fabulous story.
And back then, were they like 19, 20-ish?
Judging by how old Christine is, yes.
No, I'm talking about if she was 14 in 84 or whatever. I think they were, this is their second album. They were young they were, still, but yeah. I mean, that's still not good. Yeah,
not all right.
Not young enough. You're right. All right. The Chris Hansen connection. Gunnar's father.
I have a Chris Hansen connection.
I'm not sure if you're aware. Oh, my God. I'm not sure if you're aware, but Gunnar's father is a degenerate piece of shit. I raised both of my kids alone.
I knew he was a degenerate. I don't know why, though.
Okay. I raised both of my kids alone, and they have different fathers. My daughter's father passed away about 10 years ago, and my first thought, hell, every thought, was that the wrong ex-husband died.
I love her so much.
I do, too. As part of a previous job as a crisis therapist, I had to check the National Sex Offender Registry for each client because our facility was near a school and a daycare. I also worked overnights, which were typically slow anyway. So one night, I started looking through the registry for anyone I knew. That's some shit I would do, too.
For sure.
Lo and fucking behold, there is my son's father on the registry for pandering to a child.
Oh, no.
Some real Chris Hansen shit right there. What I wouldn't give to see him on that show, I'd throw a fucking party. One thing that y'all may not know is that it lists the offender's address on the site.
I hope you sent him fucking dog shit.
Yes. I also love to send postcards to people. So about 6 months ago, I was sending out postcards and realized I had some naughty stickers. Some said fuck off, some flipping the bird, some said get your shit together. And I just so happened to have my ex-husband's address. I stickered up a postcard and sent it. Didn't write anything, just stickers. I was sending out postcards again last week and I thought I'd reach out again. The same thing, stickers and quote, have an awful day because he was
you're so sweet
and is an abusive piece of shit. I have had him blocked on social media since I began using it. I got a message request the other day from someone we will name Joe Smith. It is my ex-husband. Tell your son that harassing people via mail is actually a crime.
It's her.
I've kept both documents.
Gunnar, go whoop his ass.
And I almost think it is your handwriting, but that's irrelevant for now. The next one that comes, I will collect the three and file reports, including contacting employers if necessary.
Ooh, raper.
You bitch.
You
fuck out of here,
pedo.
Bitch. You're worried about postcards. My folks worked hard and paid for their home and deserve respect at it.
You live with your parents.
The next move is yours. Be well.
I would just be like, fuck you, pedo.
So while I will not send him any more postcards, I hope someone else will. And I will be choosing a random sex offender to send a postcard to monthly.
I love you so much. Send us his address, please.
More soon. Sending you love, as always. Free Palestine. Christine Gunner's mom.
You guys.
We love you. Give me his address. I'll send some shit.
For sure.
Yes.
I'm going to send a box of fucking my
dog
litter box.
Shit.
I'm going to clean my litter box and send it.
Cat turds.
So
toxic
please.
Cat turds. Please. With hearts.
Yep. I'll put a few spiders in there for him.
Yes. Yes.
From your house.
Your fucking poisonous spider friends.
Christine and fucking Gunner are just.
We love you so.
Absolutely fabulous humans. I love them so much.
Yes.
We love you guys. And yes, free fucking Palestine all day. All day. That's all I got.
That's
I'll save the rest.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. I'm hot.
My battery's running low.
Yeah. I'm going to go call my friends and tell them what dog shit that fucking apartment was.
What a disappointment.
Part of me was excited, but I'm also a little...
Relieved.
Yeah. So whatever. When it's the right place, I'll know.
For sure.
I'm not going to convince myself.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fucking force
it. And we're
no
not doing
like
bird
that.
Baths.
Come on now. It looked like a fucking baby bath. Like, whose ass is getting in that bathtub?
Not
slanted
that one.
And like this much more room beyond, like, you're going to be an accordion in the bathtub. That's not going to work
and be
for
cold.
Any of us.
No.
No, thank you. Stay right where I'm at. Was that your stomach?
Yes.
You need to eat.
I do. I'm hungry. All right, you guys.
Okay, we love you. Subscribe, rate, review. Go on YouTube. Leave some comments. Tell us what you think. Let's start some conversation in the comments.
Yep. And we have some Patreon incentives coming up. So listen for those for next episode. And we will be doing merch. Mm-hmm. We're getting it together within the next week. So watch for that.
Yeah.
And that's it. Love you guys. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.
And free Palestine.
Yes. Oh,